KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at KHUM.com.
Our panel has arrived. If you need some information on what we're talking about, you can pop over to KHUM.com right now. And we'll start here. We've got Seth Geddes. Welcome to the KHUM studio.
Thanks, Mike.
You're a local dude. You're talking about Fund Humboldt. You're also involved with the Humbucks project, right?
Correct.
So we'll learn a little bit more about these things. Julie Fulkerson is here. Welcome back to the studio.
Thank you.
How are you? I need you to get a little closer to that microphone.
I'm good.
There we go. You are good. It's nice to see you again.
Mm-hmm. Good to see you.
You'll be on TV tonight.
I will. 7:30. Cute.
As will Patrick
These
Cleary.
People.
Welcome back, Patrick. It's nice to meet you.
Yeah, well, Julie's on TV a lot more often than
you. She's got a whole series of shows here.
We should disclose, by the way, that you are involved with KHUM.
Yes. Peripherally. Peripherally,
yeah. Yeah, exactly. You've got your hands.
I worked here for a while.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Now you're up at the Humboldt Area Foundation, and you're the executive director there.
Yep.
Julie, North Coast Perspectives Season 2, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it went well the first season.
Yeah, what I love about the show is I get to do what I really like, which is to investigate what inspires people to do what they do. And the last season was really focused around the economy and job creation. And this time it's been a little more of a mix around financing and the environment and legal issues around marijuana growing.
Right. One of your things is get that money legal.
It's getting that money into the community. Yeah.
It's here someplace.
Another option for creating jobs and taxation for supporting our systems.
Can you imagine how awesome our schools could be if we had all that taxed income?
No kidding.
It would be crazy.
Yep.
It would be crazy. And it's much more complicated than that, as I think we'd all agree. But you've had like Adam Dick was on from Dick Taylor,
mm-hmm.
Talking about his crazy
mm-hmm.
chocolates.
Mm-hmm.
But tonight's episode is about local investment. Mm-hmm. Let's start there. I didn't even know that this had reached the level of discussion on TV. To me, it seems kind of, the way to put it would be, like, it sounds like a pipe dream.
Well, you know, I think it's interesting is this pot's been stirring for a while, I think for probably longer than we want to go back to. But more recently, it feels like the pot's been heating up more and more people are digging into it. And there are a lot of agencies and individuals who are very interested in seeing how we can begin investing more in our local economy. And I'm one of those people, as you mentioned, I'm really interested in how we can get the underground money surfaced. But also as someone who's, you know, saved throughout my life and I have funds invested outside the community, I'm really interested in investing in the community. And these two guys, plus Kathy Moxon, who is also on the show tonight, have been deeply engaged in how we can direct those funds. So,
And I think, as Patrick would attest, like I have a very, very small amount of money
I don't know that to be true or not.
Wall Street. Well, yeah. I would come down and ask, like, hey, what's up with Apple this month? And you'd be like, hold it, you know. By the way, I sold it. That iPhone. But then you look at, like, these funds and, you know, your S&Ps and your Vanguard, you know, these funds, and you go, oh, wait, hold on. I'm giving money to Shell? I'm doing that? And then you go, I have to rethink this whole thing. And that seems to be catching on.
Yeah, well, I think the critical turning point, too, was the 2008 mortgage meltdown on Wall Street, where a lot of people's 401ks, as they said, became 201ks. And people realized that there was that they had reason to mistrust Wall Street, which, I know a little bit about. And they started looking and saying, well, where am I investing my money and why am I investing my money and why aren't I investing money in things I care about? So there's both a negative sort of, I don't want to be investing in whatever Shell, whatever, Morgan Stanley, you know, you name it. And this also, you know, I think as we were saying off air, the shop local concept also starts saying, well, why am I not shopping locally with my investment dollars?
Exactly. Same. Yeah, and the shop local thing as it extends out. Did you guys see that study, by the way, about like communities that had assertive buy local campaigns were much more resilient throughout the Great Recession? Mm-hmm. You know, like by a factor of like 20%.
No, I didn't see that study.
I didn't do the study. Maybe it was biased, but it looked amazing. Like the jury's back on keeping your dollars local.
You know, you mentioned pipe dream. I know that both of these people, Seth and Patrick, can talk about real examples in the community that there are agencies that are loaning money right now to local entities. So, I mean, you might want to mention some of those collaborative projects that are happening.
Well, I mean, I think we've always had REDEC and AEDC, which was the acronym speak for the Redwood Regional Economic Development Commission and the Arcata Economic Development Commission, have been lending money to local businesses for their whole existence. But I think now what we're looking at, and also the Headwaters Fund, when it was set up, was designed to piggyback along some of that lending. At Humboldt Area Foundation, there have been a couple transactions that have come along that were too big for those organizations to do by themselves. And so we've participated in that and now actually made a decision at the board level that 3% of our assets are going to be invested locally, which is, a step.
Headwaters Fund or Humboldt Area Foundation?
Humboldt Area Foundation now.
Okay.
Yeah. It's hard to remember which hat I'm wearing.
That's true.
But I think the other thing which Seth has worked a lot on is sort of the ground sourcing of it as well. I mean, that, it's not only the institutions, it's the individuals and the pooling, and kind of the Kickstarter type model that is growing in more. And maybe Seth can talk about that.
Yeah, Seth, I have a question for you. Seth Geddes, people have been amazed at the success of Kickstarter, and there are a few other flavors of Kickstarter, crowdfunding type things, where you say, I want this done, I'm going to contribute ahead of time, and then that person gets some sort of premium on that. But we know from busking, on the streets of New York for the last 100 years, we know from public radio that it works there as well. Not the newest concept. So how is it evolved? Like, what kind of level is it hitting now that it has this new digital persona?
I'm the co-founder of Fund Humboldt, which is a local website, fundhumboldt.com. And crowdfunding is just really taking off. Multi-billion dollar industry. There's like over 700 portals online. The Security Exchange Commission, which kind of regulates how people can solicit investments, has made some opened some doors for this to allow people to be able to participate more in it. But Kickstarter is kind of one of the most well-known ones, the pioneers in the crowdfunding industry. And with Fund Humboldt, we've kind of applied the crowdfunding platform to the Go Local, Invest Local movement. So we've created a website essentially to fund all things Humboldt.
Okay, so what makes that different from like Lila Nelson did a Kickstarter to get Lindsay Battle did a Kickstarter to get her CD pressed, and it's local top to bottom. She recorded here, recorded with local people. Like, what makes Fund Humboldt different from that?
Well, if you look at the statistics with crowdfunding, a majority, which I believe might be as high as 80%, 70% ish, of that money all comes from local, like friends and families and local people. But the Kickstarter is making billions and billions of dollars off of taking a cut of all this.
Oh, gotcha.
So the idea is to keep those revenues local, and we're evolving the structure of the business into more of a nonprofit, so to speak, or a cooperative type development between multiple parties. So the money, I'm not trying to get rich off of it. No one is. We're just trying to keep those funds local.
So, okay. Let's turn it back to Patrick Cleary for a second. The buy local thing. We're all on board with that. That makes sense. But it's not just think twice before you click add to cart on Amazon.com. It's not just that. It also has to do with local investment. And I had a note here to ask you about self-directed IRAs. Could you talk about that?
That is something that is, under the rules that you don't have to invest your IRA in, say, a Vanguard mutual fund. I mean, you could invest your IRA into a startup business locally. That is legal. There are some hurdles here locally in terms that you need a...
Hold the phone. Wait, you could put your IRA into a startup business?
Yes.
Okay, that's brand new information to me.
Isn't that exciting?
That's crazy. Yeah. Okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, it could be crazy, and it could be ruinous. You know, I mean, you know, I mean, you know, you got to be careful what you invest in, and the the first rule of investing is try not to lose the money. But yeah, no, you have flexibility within your IRAs to invest in a privately held startup business. You can you could lend money. I mean, you can't buy your house. There are certain rules that of self-interest with it. But you know, the challenge is that you need a trustee for your IRA who is okay with that and can steer you through that. And right now, I don't believe there's a local trustee or a firm set up to do that. That's one of the things I think that people are working on here locally.
We're talking with Julie Fulkerson, host of North Coast Perspective, 7 o'clock tonight, Keat TV.
7:30.
Thank you. And that is on Keat HD, Channel 13. We've got Seth Geddes here from Fund Humboldt, Patrick Cleary from Humboldt Area Foundation. So if I had an IRA and I wanted to pull it off of Vanguard 500 and put it into, like, Jessica Curl, is creating jobs locally. Dick Taylor Chocolate doing the same, or Coca-Tat. Like, is that?
That's legal. You know, now you'd have to obviously, there are certain, you know, you'd have to work out the terms of the investment with the company and things like that. I mean, you know, one of the real downsides of sort of investing on your own is that it requires a certain level of sophistication that a lot of people don't have. And so I think there's a real effort here to bring together sort of like an angel network, sort of a group of investors who would, you know, kind of vet projects together, you know, again, sort of using the wisdom of the crowd type of thing to be able to say, you know, let's really look at this business and make sure it's not you know, a bad business. Or even sometimes, you know, if you invest in a good business, but you invest at the wrong price, you know, that can be one of the, you know, you could invest in K-Hum and, you know, if somebody said, well, it's worth $100 million, you know, you're probably going to lose money on it.
It's worth, it is worth $100 million. Fund Humboldt. Well, I want to turn it back to Seth Geddes. Would you prefer people use Fund Humboldt for every occasion that they would normally use a Kickstarter for?
Yes.
Okay. Fair enough. Yeah. Who wrote the code for that? Like, it doesn't seem, you know, super complicated. But I mean, what are the mechanics of Fund Humboldt's website?
Well, it's an open source platform that we've used and Joomla based. We're actually in the process of switching it over to a little bit higher end, investing some money into making it a little bit more pizzazz, more functionality.
And what is the website for Fund Humboldt?
Fundhumboldt.com.
Fundhumboldt.com. Any success stories yet?
It's getting off the ground. We have one active campaign right now. A gentleman, Dan Marr of High Tide Permaculture Design, wants to install edible communities, and if he gets funded, he'll put in 4, and it's about halfway funded at this point.
Oh, that is a cool idea. I heard about that.
Yeah.
He's also given one of those away, too, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think as far as Kickstarter goes, I mean, Naturally Delicious here locally, which is a gluten-free bakery, raised money for their expansion. So, Kickstarter is not just for recording artists and things like that. I think we are seeing examples of, you know, crowdsourcing for starting businesses or expanding businesses.
You know what I like about that?
Natural decadence.
That's it.
I like everything about it. Everything. Like, they are great. That food is great. I'm not even gluten-free. But what my favorite part is that it actually did bring money in from out of the area. Mm-hmm. Like a lot, like 14 grand or something like that. It just plopped it right down and then could expand and grow. The show is tonight. We would encourage everybody to set your DVRs. It's Keat TV 7:30 this evening. Are they going to re-air it? I'm sure they will.
Yes.
And are they archiving
it? It's on archive.org.
That's
or
right.
Will be soon.
And that link is at khum.com, the archive site.
Thank you.
Site.
Maybe Julie talk some about your upcoming show after this.
The other one after this is on life transitions, which ties in also with what we've been talking about, because I think a lot of the interest here in Humboldt County is how do we affect our community and how can we keep our resources here and keep this community prosperous. And so life transitions are about that, too. How do you plan for your future, whether it's work, volunteering, or life after death? You know, what can you leave behind as a legacy? But I just wanted to add a couple of things about this conversation, because Seth's world, for me, what I love about it's the immediacy, that if I have a few dollars and I see a project that I can go online and I could do $50. Maybe I could afford $50 or $20 to support a project without really expecting anything in return, because I want to support that concept. And what Patrick's talking about, the sort of the broader network, there are people right now who are really working on these ideas, this idea of self-directed IRAs, a community bank, all those other bigger, more perhaps challenging, legalistic concepts mm-hmm. are in the works. They're not just pipe dreams. There are people who are seriously following these ideas up. So,
well, before we leave this, does anybody else have anything to add? I have just one more question. We're good? Okay. So I guess what is one thing, Julie Fulkerson, that a listener could do to enact the changes that you will be discussing on tonight's show, or live the ideas that we're talking about right now?
I think one thing would actually be to watch, because it's like it's a menu of opportunities. There are about 10 or 12 concepts that are mentioned, and really in a half an hour with three guests, we could just touch on them. So the first thing would be to like look at what those options are. And I think Patrick said it, of course you want to be careful where you put your money, but I think fortunately, we have a culture here based in what's good for the community, what's good for the environment, and how can we make it better. And so then you begin to look at your personal values and decide where you want to put your money. I mean, do you really want to just put it into things that you know nothing about, or maybe know a little bit about? Or do you want to try to be more involved directly? And that's why I'm so glad Seth's doing the work he's doing, and that other people are working on the bigger, you know, banking opportunities and investment opportunities.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of talk, but it's not that tricky to walk that talk. Seth, I want to ask you the same question. You know, the ideas we're talking about today, what's one thing that somebody listening right now could do to help this idea move forward?
Well, I can't get off the air without mentioning Humbucks a little bit. Humbucks is a type of community currency. I won't go too in-depth the mechanics of it just for time, but we actually have a swap every Tuesday, the second Tuesday of every month at Bayside Grange at 5:30. So show up there and get a feel for what it's all about. It's basically a way to overcome the biggest problem with our current money system is scarcity. There's an abundance of goods and services in the community, but what limits the transactions is the fact that people might not have enough money to facilitate the exchange. So Humbucks completely alleviates that obstacle.
And then Patrick Cleary, same question.
I think the one thing that's relatively easy to do is actually just take a look at where you bank right now. And if you're banking with one of those big national firms, you might really want to think about switching your banking to a local bank, to Redwood Capital, Coast Central. I mean, even Umpqua and North Valley are at least regional in nature, as opposed to a Bank of America or a Chase Manhattan, where that money's not staying here.
Yeah.
That money's leaving the town. And I used to work for Chase Manhattan, so I can say this.
You were a vice president at Chase Manhattan.
I was actually a managing director.
Yikes.
Big so deals. We're really lucky to have you here. For the little deals.
I'm lucky to be out of there.
And I would also say that when Occupy Wall Street was happening and they did that bank transfer day, I did that super painless. Now I got Coast Central instead of, I think it was on Washington Mutual or something like that. Mm-hmm. This is a cakewalk. It's like a simple step.
Yeah, well, the regional banks are the ones who are going to make the loans to the local businesses. They're the ones who are going to make the local mortgages. And, you know, the big firms, you know, they're quite honestly, they're taking money from here and they're investing it in all sorts of other places around the world.
Yeah, like downright evil things, too. You look at those stock portfolios, you go, I'm supporting this with my money. It's a sickening feeling when I learn that. Anyway, thank you guys very much.
Thank you, Mike.
Julie Fulkerson, Seth Geddes, Patrick Cleary, and the show tonight, 7:30. Set your DVRs and make it a season pass. Don't do the get single episode thing. Get the season pass, TiVo people. All right, thank you guys for coming down.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. It is KHUM local radio, freeform radio. We'll be back in a moment.
This has been a KHUM production. For more information, check out khum.com or search KHUM in iTunes.